Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta and congratulations, we are only one day away from this year's NFL Draft. Let's get you caught up on everything you need to know on Wednesday, April 27th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Of course, it wouldn't be NFL Draft Week without some trade rumors, and the winds are swirling about the Packers' interest in a possible trade for Raiders star tight end Darren Waller. Waller was reportedly a piece that they were willing to move as a part of the Davante Adams trade, but since Adams was franchise tagged, they could not complete the trade according to NFL rules. That's from our friend at Acme Packing Co., Justice Mosqueda. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr also responded to the rumor on Twitter, saying, "Laugh out loud, no chance." It's since been reported that the Raiders have no plans on moving Waller ahead of Thursday's draft. By next Tuesday, the New York Giants must decide whether to pick up the fifth-year option on quarterback Daniel Jones. That contract would be expected to be worth $22.38 million. If the Giants decline that option, Jones would play the season on an expiring contract. Giants are also another team reportedly interested in moving back in the draft from pick number 7, despite some trade rumors about second-year wide receiver Kadarius Toney being on the trade block. They are not expected to trade their young wide receiver they selected in the first round just a year ago. Broncos running back Melvin Gordon is re-signing in Denver. The two sides reached an agreement late on Tuesday night on a one-year deal worth up to $5 million. While multiple teams are fielding calls about possibly trading back in the NFL draft, according to NFL Network, the Philadelphia Eagles are the most notable team making calls about potentially moving up. Philadelphia, with two first-round picks at number 15 and number 18, definitely has the pick ammunition to move up in the draft if they want to. The Houston Texans also have two first-round picks at number 3 and number 13, and they are another team that could be seriously interested in moving back. For what it's worth, they have done a lot of homework on LSU cornerback Derek Stingley, who's been rising up draft boards. If Houston wants to take Stingley in the first round, they might have to do it at number 3 instead of number 13. We'll have to wait for draft night. The Buffalo Bills exercised the fifth-year option for defensive tackle Ed Oliver. The Detroit Lions also exercised the fifth-year option on tight end TJ Hockenson. That list now includes 5 players, along with defensive tackle Keenan Williams, tight end Noah Fant, and edge rusher Nick Bosa. Panthers GM Scott Fitterer says there are a couple of quarterbacks that he would feel comfortable taking at number 6 overall. He also noted there are 3 or 4 teams he's heard from that are serious about trading up to number 6. The Panthers reportedly seriously considering taking a quarterback in round number 1. Think if they could wind up trading back, they'll still be able to grab their potential franchise quarterback. On Tuesday, the Nashville Soccer Club announced some new owners. Principal owner John Ingram announced that Nashville actor Reese Witherspoon, as well as media technology investor Jim Toth, and Tennessee Titans All-Pro running back Derrick Henry have joined the team's ownership group. That's all I got for you on Wednesday, April 27th. If you enjoy the SB Nation NFL show, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. Stay tuned for later today as our NFL draft coverage continues. We are going inside the war room. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.